السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected elders and brothers, our topic of discussion this afternoon is in relation to some lessons that we can learn from the life of Hazrat Moin Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. The musallis who are here, and especially those musallis who had the good fortune of spending time in the company of Hazrat Moin Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, would be well aware in relation to the kind of impact that he had on not only this area and not only the Durban area, but in fact the entire country. During the month of Ramadan specifically, you would find the masjid packed to capacity. The 27th night of Ramadan, people would be right in the car park area, carpets would be laid there, and people would be coming from different parts of the province, and there would be people coming from Johannesburg, and there would be even people coming from abroad. So indeed we were extremely fortunate to have had such an individual in our company. Hazrat Moin Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was a person, and there are very few ulama that have had the kind of exposure that Hazrat Moin Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah Ali had, having qualified at the time where there were hardly any ulama in this KZN region. So the very few ulama that were in this region had to bear the responsibility, and a great responsibility. Hence we find that Hazrat Moin Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, practically every department of deen at some point in his life, he engaged in it. Whether it was overseeing the madaris and the makatib, whether it was engaging in social and welfare work, whether it was imamat, whether it was meeting with government delegations and going to the cabinet and engaging with the government. Study Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali's life, you find that he had engaged in some activity or the other. And hence this gave him a kind of a maturity, a kind of a profound understanding, and because of this, subhanallah, when Hazrat would speak, there would be great amount of wisdom. But nevertheless, there are so many wonderful qualities in the life of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. One is, we can continue praising our elders and praising our ulama and praising the sahaba. But it should not stop at the praises. There should be an intention that we should try and be inspired and develop those qualities within ourselves. So mashallah, the brothers are sitting in i'tikaf. This month of Ramadan is about change. This month of Ramadan is about purification. This month of Ramadan is about spiritual progress. When it comes to our worldly matters, we always want to be progressive. The person has got a certain car, he's looking at upgrading. Cell phone, we want to upgrade the cell phone. Our businesses, we want to make sure that this year will be better than the previous year. So when it comes to our spirituality also, As we move closer to our graves, we should be making an effort to be improving ourselves. And the month of Ramadan is an ideal opportunity for change. So inshallah we make dua that by discussing some of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali's qualities, it will inspire us, and may Allah Ta'ala make it a means of us at least making an intention for change. And we will start off on intention. One of the beautiful qualities and salient features of Hazrat Mawlana Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was his sincerity. And this is something that every believer needs to develop and inculcate within ourselves. We know the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, that actions are dependent on the intentions. So the person has to make sure that the intention is purely, solely and only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, none of us can see into the heart of the next person. But you can feel the effect of sincerity. When a person is sincere, you feel the effect of that sincerity. And not only that, an action which is done purely and solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then protects that action. And as time passes, you find that, if we may say, that action matures. And you find that sometimes people benefit more after the person has left this world than even while the person was alive. So if you look at Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, mashallah, Masjid al-Nur, the story behind it, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali was serving in the Jamiat. At that time the Jamiat was in Sparks Road. And Masjid al-Nur had a certain imam, and something happened and the imam left. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to perform his Dhuhr Salah here in Masjid al-Nur. And he performed his Salah. One day he came to the Masjid and there was no imam, so they looked at him and he went forward. And so he asked them that, where's the imam? He said, no, the imam is gone. So look at Mawlana Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat told them that, see, I have to perform my Salah. And I am here at the offices. So don't worry, I will perform all the Salah. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali then began performing all the Salah. And up till he passed away, he didn't take 1 cent salary from the masjid. Not only that, Hazrat Rahmatullah didn't take anything from the Jamiat work also. So you can see, a person to have rendered such service, and not just service, service par excellence. Those who remember, and our Muazzin Sahib is here also, how often Hazrat used to be here before the Adhan was even called. In fact, sometimes Hazrat would deliver the Adhan himself. So now, if somebody wasn't taking a salary, he could have said that, you know what, I'm doing it free of charge. As long as I'm there, that's the main thing. But Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to be there early, used to make sure that the musalla was taken care of, and he fulfilled his duty with excellence. This is a sign of sincerity, that the person is not interested in any ulterior motive, any name and fame. The person is doing it only and solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only that, such sincerity in terms of even his islah. I was still a student. Of course, whatever I'm going to be relating to you is from my perspective. Each person who interacted with Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, they had their own perspective. There were some who worked with Hazrat in the Jamiat, they will have a unique perspective. There were others who perhaps traveled with Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, they will have a different perspective. So each person will have a perspective. So that's just a disclaimer. But in any case, I was still studying in the Darul Uloom, and in our Darul Uloom we had many mashayikh. So we had undertaken a safar, a journey with a particular sheikh, not mentioning any names. And after the safar, that sheikh told me, you know, I will be going to Durban. I know you keep ta'alluq with Mawlana Patel Sahib. So if you want to, you can join me in that journey. And you can spend time with Hazrat, but if you want, you can be with me. It's all the same. So because Hazrat was my sheikh, I picked up the phone and I explained to Hazrat, you know, this is the situation. So Hazrat immediately said that, Hafiz Sahib, If you find that you have got more munasabat with this particular sheikh, I will not be offended in any way whatsoever if you have to start keeping a relationship with that sheikh. Now obviously that was not the intention at all. But look at the sincerity of even being a sheikh. Allah knows best, but sometimes you will find mashayikh, they're trying to canvass for more murids, as many murids as we can get. In fact, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali was so particular that he used to say, there's no tashkeel when it comes to my programs. Don't make any tashkeel. So Hazrat was very, very particular that even as a sheikh, there must be absolute sincerity. That I am here to make the islah of the murid. I'm not here for any ulterior motive so that I can show that how many murids I got. I see my programs. How many people are sitting for my programs. How much of maqbooliyat I have got. This is not a sign of maqbooliyat. The numbers are not a sign of maqbooliyat. Otherwise it is mentioned that there are some anbiya will come on the day of qiyamah with just one follower. Well, can we ever say that that Nabi failed in his mission? Can we say that that Nabi has not been accepted in the eye of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So it is not about numbers. It is said about Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki, his sheikh. He only had one murid. But that one murid was such a murid that he became a hidayat for thousands of people. So Hazrat Rahmatullah wasn't bothered about numbers. And he used to say so often. Sometimes a little majlis would take place in a very private, intimate space. He used to call it an informal majlis. Sometimes it was just two or three people. And the kayfiyat or the feeling in that majlis would be such that it used to really shake the hearts. People would be emotional. And Hazrat used to say that it just shows that these kayfiyat have got nothing to do with numbers. Have got nothing to do with numbers. So Hazrat had absolute sincerity to such an extent that even when it came to accepting any gift from anyone, if he suspected that there was any, you know, motive behind it, Hazrat would turn it down. How often we saw, one Ramadan it was, a person came in front of the whole majma and presented a gift to Hazrat. So Maulana Sahib Rahmatullah, I took that gift and then just gave it to somebody. I remember here in the car park, one particular brother came and gave Hazrat an envelope as a gift. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali turned it away. He said no. Hazrat Rahmatullah was very particular. After he had developed a relationship with someone and felt that, look, this person, he used to say that only accept a gift from that person who regards your acceptance of his a gift as a favor upon him. So this person gave the envelope, Hazrat turned it back. And Hazrat looked again at this person and then he called him back again. He then opened the envelope and he took maybe two notes from there, about 200 rand from there. It was a stack of notes, he took 200. He said, right, I took some and I'm giving you back some. This person came later. He said, Hazrat, you know, I don't know what to say, but, you know, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said that actually I took out 200 to give you as a gift. But then I thought to myself that, you know, 200 is too little. Let me just make it 500. So I added a few more notes. And Allah made it such that you only accepted 200. So this of course is a sign of Allah Ta'ala accepting the sincerity of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. To such an extent that Masjid al-Nur, I heard myself from Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali when he came to collection of funds. It was very particular that do not apply any pressure on any donors. We are running the madrasa that was started by Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. The same advice was given to us, that don't put pressure on any donors. Hazrat Rahmatullah used to say that sometimes you go door to door and you go to that person and perhaps he has already given to another few organizations and now he sees you, he knows you and he feels bad. He says that, you know what, this person knows me. I've already met my budget, I've already spent my budget that was allocated for giving towards the masjids and the madrasas. But now what will this person think? So Hazrat Rahmatullah used to say that that money too, it is not really pure. Because the person is giving because he is forced to give. So Hazrat was very, very particular that make sure that the sincerity is always there. And he used to say that why is it that our programs do not have an impact on people. And then he used to say at that time, that today there are so many bayans that soon you can list the bayans on the stock exchange as bayans unlimited. Now it's even gone to the next level. But why is it that bayan after bayan after bayan, but hearts are not changing, lives are not changing? So Hazrat used to say that the missing ingredient is sincerity. That the person who is giving the talk, he is actually inviting. So it's one of three things. That sometimes the speaker doesn't have sincerity, sometimes the listeners don't have sincerity, or sometimes the organizers of the program don't have sincerity. So he used to say sometimes the speaker, instead of inviting towards Allah Ta'ala, the speaker is inviting towards himself. Let's see how I can quote the ahadith. See how I quoted that whole text from the top of the page till the bottom. Look at how eloquent and how I can express myself. So instead of inviting towards Allah Ta'ala, the speaker is inviting towards himself. Or sometimes the speaker has got sincerity, mashallah, he is only doing it for Allah Ta'ala. But the listeners have got some ulterior motive. Sometimes there is a nice meal after the program. So the people are saying, chalo, we heard this masjid has top food. So let's go there and get some sandwiches, free sandwiches. So they're going for an ulterior motive. Sometimes the speaker, the listener has got sincerity. But the organizers of the program, they have got an ulterior motive. And Hazrat used to give the example that sometimes a organization is trying to raise funds. So now they say, listen, let's have a dinner. And people will pay towards the dinner and that we'll raise some funds for our project. But now, we need to have a draw card. So let's invite the Imam of the Haram and he will deliver the talk. So more people will come because it's an opportunity to interact with the Imam of the Haram. And so that way we can get a larger crowd and get more funds. So their intention is not really for the hidayat of people, that the Imam, when he will speak, people will get hidayat. Their intention is, we want the money, we can get more money for our project. So unfortunately the intention is tainted with an ulterior motive. And Allah Ta'ala does not accept any action that is done for anyone other than Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So something that we can inculcate during this month of Ramadan, that whatever we are doing, our ibadat, our i'tikaf, our salah, our tilawat of the Quran and Majeed, our charities, do it for Allah and Allah alone. And on this point I'll terminate on this one story and then we'll move on to another quality. That there was a youngster in Mauritius or Madagascar. So he came to our late Mu'ayyinus Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, who had gone there for some programs. And he said, Hazrat, I do everything for my parents. They live with me, I support them, I'm doing everything. I've got a brother who lives far away. If he comes once in 2 weeks, we're lucky. But despite hardly even coming, he is the blue-eyed boy of my parents. And I feel very depressed and disappointed about it. So Hazrat told him that I want you to engrave in your heart. I want you to engrave this in your heart. That do for Allah's pleasure, Allah will grant you from His treasure. Do for Allah's pleasure, Allah will grant you from His treasure. And then he said, elaborating to him, he said, what do you expect every time you do something for your parents, they must stand up and give a vote of thanks? They're not going to do that. So you don't worry about that. You do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Finish. Don't have any expectation. As they say, where there's expectation, there's always disappointment. So that's the first beautiful quality in the life of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. And this is one of the reasons, one of the things that attracted people throughout Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali's sincerity, absolute sincerity. Another beautiful quality of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, and I'm not, in any particular order, but just whatever comes to mind, I had a few in the mind. The other quality of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali was his consideration for others. His consideration for the rights of people. And we know, during this month of Ramadan, we have to be paying particular attention about fulfilling the rights of others. Just on this point, if you study the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba ikram, أَتَدْرُونَ مَنِ muflis? Do you know who is a bankrupt person? The Sahaba responded by saying, Ya Rasulullah, that person who doesn't have any assets or any wealth. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then said, in fact, A bankrupt person who comes, is that person who comes on the day of Qiyamah, بِصَلَاتٍ وَصِيَامٍ وَزَكَاتٍ. He has got lots of salah, he's got fasting, he's got zakat, he's got lots of good deeds. But شَتَمَ هَذَا قَذَفَ هَذَا ضَرَبَ هَذَا أَخَذَ مَالَ هَذَا سَفَكَ دَمَ هَذَا. But in fact, this person has violated the rights of so many people. He's insulted this person. He's hurt this person. He's usurped the rights of that person. So when it comes to the rights of people, he has failed completely. What will happen to him? Each of these people will come forward and Allah will say that take from his good deeds. And more people will come until no good deeds are left, but still people will be coming forth. And then it will be said that throw your sins onto this person. Until eventually this person will be flung into the fire of Jahannam. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. So the rights of people is extremely important. A person can never really become pious without fulfilling the rights of others. The Sahaba Ikram mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding two women. That Ya Rasulullah, there is one woman, she is very, very pious. Her ibadat is next level, par excellence. But her akhlaq is really bad. She violates the rights of so many people. Nabi Kareem Sassam said she'll be in the fire of Jahannam. They said, Ya Rasulullah, there is another person, there is another woman, who fulfills her, what she is supposed to be fulfilling of, farz, wajib, sunnah, if we may say. But her akhlaq is phenomenal. She fulfills the rights of people. Nabi Kareem Sassam said she will go to the gardens of Jannah. So from this we understand how important and critical it is to fulfill the rights of others. So when it came to the rights of people, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali was extremely particular, ensuring that consideration was given to every single person. On one occasion, a brother had come from Johannesburg and he arrived here after Isha. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali walked out and we were all walking together, and this brother came, greeted Hazrat. Hazrat was very happy to meet him, etc. So Hazrat immediately asked him, that where's your family? Where's your family? Now the mere thought of that already shows consideration, that Hazrat was thinking about the family. So he said, no, the family is in the car. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali became very, very upset. He said, you mean you've come all the way and you came straight to the masjid? You didn't even leave them at the hotel? He said, go now, go immediately. Go and take them. You should have first left them, settle them down. Even if you came next day, Fajr time, that would have been better than keeping them in the car. They must be exhausted. Take them immediately and settle them down and make sure they are comfortable. So consideration for others. Our brother Imtiaz mentioned one incident where he was traveling with Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. And we know Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali was a heart patient. And in the plane, Imtiaz had fallen off to sleep. And Hazrat started getting a heart attack. A mild heart attack had started. We used to see it often during the program. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to sometimes hold his chest. I still remember one particular program. In the program, in the dua, Hazrat started rubbing his chest. So I asked Hazrat afterwards. So Hazrat said that the heart started to pain. But then he said, I started making dua. And he said, with the dua of everyone, Alhamdulillah, that pain disappeared. So now the tablets were kept with Imtiaz. But Imtiaz was fast asleep. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali did not wake up Imtiaz. And he took that pain and continued taking that pain. Imtiaz mentioned that he woke up and he saw Hazrat was not in a good condition. And then Hazrat asked for that tablet. So Imtiaz said, Hazrat, why didn't you wake me up? He said, I didn't want to disturb your sleep. So imagine, he was willing to even lose his life in the process, but not cause takleef to the person that is next to him. There are so many incidents of this nature, where Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, consideration for others, making sure that people were taken care of, we witnessed it within our own lives. There are so many incidents of that nature, where Hazrat showed consideration, caring for the next person, worrying about the condition of the next person, worrying about the family of the next person. And this is something that really won hearts over. We were sitting in i'tikaf, in Masjid al-Nur, there used to be tents on this side. And I was still studying at that time, and I had one sati of ours. It was our final year. We had qualified, and we had come for i'tikaf. And this one sati of ours was from India. And for his entire duration studying in the Darul Uloom, he had not gone home. Due to financial constraints, he couldn't go home. So I still remember, we were sleeping in the same room. Whenever he used to phone his mother, he used to come back tears. She said, I don't know what you look like, you know, I don't know, I'm missing you, etc. So one day I was sitting in the office area, and in passing I mentioned to Hazrat that this particular student, alhamdulillah, this year, at the end of the year, he'll be going back, or he's spending a little time, and then he'll go back to meet his parents. So Hazrat said, he's not seen his parents at all. He hasn't seen his parents at all. Shortly thereafter, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali called for this person. And Maulana he is now. This Maulana came back in the tent, he came in my tent and he was crying. He said, Hazrat, just told me now that he has booked a ticket for me to go and go and see my mother. And he has paid the entire ticket. So imagine the consideration that Hazrat felt, that this person hasn't seen his mother, hasn't seen his parents. Let me consider him and let me make sure that he goes and sees his parents. And there are so many other incidents of this nature. So therefore, in this month of Ramadan, this is something we need to inculcate. Consideration for the next person. And we can start off with our wives. We can start off with those who are closest to us. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best amongst you is the one who is best to his wives. In fact, on a lighter note, Hazrat Shakim Akhtar Sahib, when he had initially come in the early days and he had given khilafat to the various khalifas. So I remember in one majlis, Hazrat Akim Sahib addressed the khalifas. He says, I want all of you to go and get a letter from your wives. Your wives must give a letter, you know, bearing testimony to your good character at home. Imagine, this is not an easy thing. So anyway, but showing that if the wife can bear testimony to the akhlaq of someone, then indeed, this is a sign that the person has really got good character. So mashallah, this was the character of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. In fact, there were plus minus 13 helpers that had worked for Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, and all 13 accepted Islam without any doubt. What was it? Hazrat used to say that we go, we buy groceries, sometimes they are offloading it from the car, they're seeing all the packets. So Hazrat, you say, what will it cost you just to take out a few items and give it to them also? At least they feel part and parcel that they're also benefiting from this person. Whenever these ladies who are selling the brooms used to move from door to door, then it was Hazrat's habit that if he saw the lady, that he would clear the entire stock. He would clear the entire stock. I still remember my aunt used to get a phone call from the late Appa Gauri. May Allah Ta'ala fill her grave with Noor. She used to phone her, they were good friends. You need some brooms. I got a whole lot of brooms, yeah. If you want some brooms, I can send some brooms for you. Hazrat used to clear the entire stock. He says, imagine, this lady, she's trying to earn a living. She's going door to door. At least today she can go home a little earlier and she can go and see to her family. So this was how Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. And finally, I wanted to discuss another quality, but I'm looking at the time. We'll terminate on this one. And it is du'as. It is mentioned in the hadith that the manner in which a person lives, that is how he will die. And how you will die, that is how you will be raised up on the day of Qiyamah. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali on many occasions used to say, I survive on du'as. I survive on du'as. And if you listen to the du'a of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, many, many people said that we learned how to make du'a sitting in the company of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. The way he used to make du'a, you felt like you were in the presence and in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People really felt that after that du'a, we really felt like we made du'a. And if you look at Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, his du'as, he used to take du'as from people. In the example that I had given you, that person immediately contacted his mother. And the mother gave such du'as for Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, you can't even imagine. So Hazrat used to say, they try and find this place in the heart of someone. So that when they make dua for you, that dua will come out from the deepest, deepest crevice of their heart. That incident that comes to mind, the Hazrat Rahmatullah was traveling from Makkatul Mukarramah to Medina Sharif. And whilst traveling, they had agreed to the fee. I think it was 400 riyals at that time. So they agreed 400 riyals. So whilst they were traveling, this driver got talking with Hazrat. He said, you know, I'm from Medina, I'm really from the people of Medina. And they carried on in this way. And this person then contacted a colleague of his that was in the car in front, and they were having a conversation. And they were driving a little beyond the speed limit. So what happened, as they were driving, they got pulled over by the police, and his friend got a 400 riyal fine, 400 riyal fine. So now, obviously, the entire trip, so to say, has been a waste. So Hazrat said, I'm listening on the phone, he is now consoling his friend, that don't worry, you know, maybe Allah, some musibah, you know, Allah will reward you for the, you know, and he's trying to console him, and they're carrying on. So Hazrat said, when we reached Medina Sharif, he said, I took out the 400 riyals, and I gave it to him. He said, then I took out another 400 riyals, and I said that this is for that ticket. And he said, I took out another 400 riyals, and I said that this is for your friend, go and give it to him as well. He said that this person made such dua. As I said, I thought to myself that this person is a person from Medina Sharif. If I can get his dua from the bottom of his heart, subhanallah. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, he paid particular attention to dua. He himself made duas, and he lived on dua, and hence we find that those who were present when Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali passed away, what was his last act? What was his last? He was raising his hands in front of Kaabatullah Sharif, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it was in that condition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left him, right in front of the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, we also should make dua a part and parcel of our lives. And in fact, if you learn to make dua, and you learn to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will also inculcate within us the quality of humility. Because we have to be, Hazrat used to say in his dua, that, oh Allah, we are raising our begging bowls before you. We are raising our begging bowls before you. He used to say, Ya Allah, if a dog is chased from one butcher, that dog can still go to another butcher. If a beggar is chased from one home, that beggar can still go to another home. But oh Allah, if you turn your glance of rahmat away from us, then you tell us which door is there for us besides your door. This is that dua, that humility within oneself, that abdiyat within oneself, humbling oneself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala illuminates the grave of Hazrat Maulana Sahib rahmatullah alayh. Allah ta'ala continue his legacy, make this masjid and all those who benefited from him a means of thawab-e jariya, perpetual rewards for him. And may Allah ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka alshukru kulluhu. Allahumma la nuhsi thana'an alayka anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. اللهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. أو كريم الله رحيم الله most forgiving loving caring Allah. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, major sins, minor sins, those sins which we committed knowingly, unknowingly, in the light of day, darkness of night. Ya Allah. Allah, you have granted us life in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, to develop the quality of taqwa, to become closer to you, Ya Allah. Make us of your chosen servants, Ya Allah. Make us yours and become ours, Ya Allah. Hame musaffa, mujalla, muzakka dil ata farma. Give us clean, purified hearts, Ya Allah. Bless us with the noble character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, grant us the ability and the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of all those who have rights upon us, Ya Allah. O Allah, make this masjid a markaz of hidayat, Ya Allah. All the works of deen that are taking place, accept it, Ya Allah. Accept us for the khidmat of deen, Ya Allah. Change the condition in this country from insecurity to security, from instability to stability, Ya Allah. O Allah, you are well aware all the good desires and aspirations of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you. Fulfill all the good desires and aspirations, whatever hardship, sickness, challenge they are going through. You know very well, Ya Allah, you alleviate it. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.